Sam Altman stood up and said publicly that Americans hate data centers. That's a notable admission from the CEO of a company that is pushing a $50 billion infrastructure build-out and is already past the original 10-gigawatt target for the Stargate project. What's behind that hostility, and is it justified? The honest answer is, it's complicated. Data centers are massive energy consumers. A large-scale AI data center can consume as much power as a small city. They generate heat and noise. They require enormous amounts of water for cooling in regions where water scarcity is increasingly a serious issue. And they don't employ many local workers relative to their footprint, which means communities bear significant infrastructure and environmental costs without the jobs that would typically justify those costs.
The New Jersey story illustrates exactly how that goes wrong in practice. A Microsoft-backed data center in Vineland, New Jersey, was found to have been operating 45 diesel generators without the required environmental permits. 45. These are not small backup generators. These are primary power sources for a major facility. And the facility is located about a mile from two schools. Environmental groups are demanding Microsoft halt operations entirely. Diesel generators produce nitrogen oxides and particulate matter, air pollutants with documented effects on respiratory health, particularly in children. Running 45 of them without permits, near schools, is not a technical paperwork issue. That's a substantive public health compliance failure.
What this reveals is a gap between the speed at which AI infrastructure is being deployed and the regulatory frameworks designed to govern that deployment. Permitting processes exist for reasons: environmental review, health impact assessment, community notification. When a company bypasses those processes, it's essentially unilaterally deciding that the permitting requirements don't apply to their timeline. That's a pattern we've seen across the tech industry for years. Deploy first, ask permission later, if at all. The political economy of this is also interesting. Microsoft and OpenAI are both receiving significant tailwinds from the current administration's pro-AI stance. That political favorability creates implicit pressure on regulatory agencies to look the other way or move slowly on enforcement. The New Jersey story is a data point that pattern has limits. At some point, 45 illegal diesel generators near schools becomes a story that can't be managed away.
Altman's acknowledgement that there's public hostility toward data centers is strategically significant. It suggests OpenAI is aware they have a perception and community relations problem that could create real regulatory and political headwinds for their infrastructure build-out. Saying people hate data centers publicly is a way of getting ahead of that narrative, maybe signaling a pivot toward greater community engagement. But it also raises the question of whether that engagement will be substantive or cosmetic. The energy consumption story is only going to grow. If AI computing scales the way the industry projections suggest, the power demands in the next 5 years will require either significant new generation capacity, significant efficiency improvements, or both. And the communities that host the infrastructure are going to keep asking why they're bearing the costs.